It is good to be here on this beautiful sunny day out there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glad for our visitors. Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God's good. This will be a part two of last week, and we've been dealing with Psalm 23. And so let me read that. I'll just back up and read it, because everybody probably could quote it. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Yes.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Ain't that a beautiful psalm? It is beautiful. Recapping before I get started, we brought out in the teaching last week that in order to serve God, we must learn the shepherd's voice. We must learn when he talks to us and when he speaks to us.
Yes.
Bible, Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." Hallelujah. To know the Lord's will for our life is to perceive when he is speaking with us and dealing with our hearts. The shepherd always knows best for our life.
Yes,
yes, he does. He cares about you, and he wants you to prosper and you to be blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He looks out for each one of his sheep. Can you say today, even me, I'm one of them.
Right.
I'm one of them. Yeah. We're sheep of his pasture. The Bible said we're sheep of his hand. Oh, thank God I'm in his hand and I'm in his pasture today. God looks out in front of us and he knows our future. He knows the right path for his sheep. God will show us things to draw us closer to him,
right,
to make us better.
Yes.
And when he does, it makes us safe.
Yes.
Can you say, "I'm going to stay with my shepherd"?
Yes.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. We'll have our rough times. We'll go through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yes.
I tell you, as long as you got the shepherd with you, you don't have to fear.
Yes.
Oh, glory, glory. We found out last week that though we have our battles and though we as Christians suffer, there will be a deep peace down deep inside of you that you know that he's with you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know he's with me.
Yes.
There's a peace that passes all understanding to know that the shepherd leads you and you're with him. Oh, God. We also must pray about everything we do, every choice that we make and decision that we make, because not only the things that we choose and decide to do, it not only affects us, but it affects all the people that are around us.
Yes.
No wonder Paul said, "Follow me." Hey, if I lived back in Paul's time, I would have followed him. How many would say, "If I'd have lived back in Paul's time, I sure would have followed him"? Praise be to the Lord. You know what he said? He said, "Follow me even as I follow Christ."
Right.
Yeah. How many's got some examples and you know that you could follow somebody?
Yeah.
Follow their faith. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shepherd's rod. Now, we're going to get to the staff here in a few minutes.
Come on.
"Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Now, we discovered that when a shepherd was getting ready to lead his flock out of the corral to take them to the mountains and pastures of grass to feed them, listen to this, he would stand at the gate and tap each sheep with his rod.
Yeah.
to count them as they pass through. Oh, glory. Can anybody tell me why that shepherd would stand at that gate, that corral? Why would he count every one of his sheep before he led them out on the mountain to graze in the pasture fields? Has anybody got an idea? Why would he count them?
Make sure they were all there. None wander off.
That's right. Oh, precious God. He would make sure he's got every one of them. Right. Are you following me? Jesus is a saying, I'm going to lead you into the green pastures. Oh, precious God. Listen, because when he counted them as they left, when the day was spent, he would lead his flock back and he would stand at the same gate and count his sheep again as they each one entered in to see if they were all there, and none of them were missing. Oh, Lord, there's a lot of people missing in this day and in this hour. They used to walk with the Lord. They used to be in His divine presence. Oh, Lord, the seats are now empty in a lot of churches and a lot of places because people have drifted away from the Lord, drifted away from the Good Shepherd, and somewhere they're out on the mountain stranded or way down deep in a valley. Hallelujah. How many knows that the shepherd knows when there is just one little sheep and one little lamb that is missing? Hey, Lord, he says, I know that I've got 99 that is safe in my fold. I counted them, each one that passed through the gate into the corral. But there's one out there. Can I tell you, no matter who you are, the Lord knows your social security number. He knows your name. He knows all about you. He knows your address. He understands your thoughts afar off. He knows that we're frail. He knows that we're a weak worm in the earth. But ain't you glad for the Spirit of the living God that'll come down inside of your heart and inside of your soul, and you know that you're walking with Him, and you know that you're following the Shepherd. Hallelujah. How many can say He knows the right way, and I'm a follower with Him? Oh, praise God.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed Lord. I'll pause right here and say to everybody in this house, God cares about you.
Yes. Amen.
Sissy, He cares. Wave your little hand to the Lord right now. I'm serving one that cares. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Oh, Lord. Oh, Paul said, when I'm weak, I found out that I am strong because of the grace of God that is sufficient. You know why I'm holding on to this good weight? It's because that sweet Holy Ghost down on the inside. Oh, Lord, the Spirit of the living God, He'll quicken these mortal bodies. He'll give us strength when we're weak. How many knows He'll lift you up when you're down? He'll come along. He's got a way of coming along and encouraging you when you're down and out and discouraged. Hey, Lord, sometimes you feel like you're below the bottom, but can I tell you, there you're too low. What the shepherd won't come, and He'll reach right down and He'll pick you back up. Hey.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He knows your whereabouts.
Yeah, amen.
He knows the path you're traveling.
Right.
He knows all about you. Oh, God. Can I tell you, no matter how young you are and how old you are, no matter how little, weak, or unimportant you might feel that you are important to the Lord.
Yeah.
He is your good shepherd. You may come to places and times in your life that you might drift. Oh God, you might lose your way for a time and become separated from the shepherd. He will come searching for you. He cares about you. Oh, Matthew 18, how, Brother Tommy, just how important am I to the Lord? Am I that important, Brother Tommy, to Him? Have you ever really, really thought of it? Does Jesus see me? Does He take knowledge of little old me? Listen to Him. Jesus is speaking. Oh Lord, Matthew 18 and 12. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more over that sheep than all the 99 that went not astray. Hey Lord, could you put a definition upon the word rejoice? It means to be exuberant, overflowing with happiness. Hey Lord, that shepherd says, I could not go to sleep. I could not go inside of my house until I found that one little lost lamb and that little lost sheep. The Bible said he'll seek it until he finds it. I'm telling you, we give up on a lot of people and we'll say they've gone so far, they'll never make it back to the Lord. But I'm telling you, you can drift a million miles away from the Lord. You can be hung up in the thickets and the briars. You could be right in the lowest, darkest valley. But the shepherd will not give up. I said, the shepherd, I said, you're important to me, and I love you. How much did he love me, Brother Tommy? He loved me so much that he went to the cross and spread out his arms. Hallelujah. Took the nails in his hands and his feet. They spread him wide. And can I tell you, oh, to know the depth and the length and the breadth and the height and that love that reaches down. I tell you, God don't give up like we do. I said the Lord don't give up like we do. Hey Lord, somebody said you might as well not even pray for your loved ones anymore. There's some mixed up out in this world, but I'm telling you, I've seen them come back to God. I've seen the Lord restore the soul. He restoreth my soul. Give Him a wave offering in the house. He can restore. He can renew. He can revive. Hallelujah, He can bring you back.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. Yes.
Jesus, don't give up. Let them go. Somebody say, let them go, man. Let them go. They're on drugs. They're on alcohol. They cuss. Carry on. Mary and I witnessed last January a man come to God up in his 60s that backslid many years ago. A drunkard, an alcoholic, got on his deathbed, laying there and couldn't breathe. Oh, God, the family was a-praying. We all gathered around his bed. And I'm a-telling you, all of a sudden, his mother-in-law, she played a song on her phone. He began to listen to that song. Tears began to roll down. He was on oxygen mask and everything. She played that song and held it over there. The tears began to flow down the side of his face. His foot was to tapping right there on the end of the bed. Raised his little hand and gave his heart back to God. Raise your hand and love him. Woo! Hey, Lord. He said later, later, he said, I had a dream. He said that the door was barely open, and he said that I was barely able to get in through that door. Oh, Lord, but he made it. I said, the Lord Jesus, the shepherd, didn't give up on him. Laying right there on the hospital bed, grace reached him, and mercy brought him back and renewed him.
Yes, amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Luke records in 15, the shepherd goes after that sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, he lays it across his shoulders. Honey, you don't have to walk home. I'm going to carry you.
Right.
Tapping its little head, laying across his shoulders. You don't know how much I missed you. I had those all in a crowd, and the porter stood at the door and watched him. He said, but I could not lay my head down. Bless your little heart. I've got you. I got you in time. The wolf didn't get you. I didn't let the lion and the bear devour you. I searched until I found you. And we love him here today. Oh, Lord. Oh, God is a missing people today. Brother Ron, God's heart is broken today. Sister Anita, that song says, I wonder if God cries. Oh, Lord of heaven. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, I wonder if God cries. Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. He said, how often would I have gathered thee? As a hen would gather her little ones under her wings. But he said, yet you would not. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. God's a calling today. He's calling for the backslider. Oh, Lord. The Lord will bring us, listen, over many hard places. If we'll let him, he'll lead us through rough, rocky terrain. If we'll keep our eyes on him, like Brother Ron preached a couple weeks ago. It was when Moses, the shepherd of Israel, lifted his rod out over the Red Sea. God parted the waters and he brought all of his children safely across. Not a one of them were left behind. Not a one of them perished. Not a one of them could Pharaoh, the devil, get to. That rod has power and authority in the hand of the shepherd. It'll conquer every enemy, and it'll keep you safe from the harm in this world. Ain't you glad of that? Oh, precious Lord. Oh, God. Now that brings me to the shepherd's staff. Ain't that pretty?
Amen. Just look at that.
Can you imagine the shepherd? Shepherds, listen, would never leave the fold. They would never lead their flock out into the high places to graze in the pastures and the fields. Until he got his staff. He had a rod and a staff. Come on, sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me. And a stranger they will not follow. He strapped that big old club. It was this rod on his side. Come on, sheep. Come on. I'm going to lead you into the green pastures. Oh, God, he maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. Did you know sheep, as long as they're hungry, they're restless? Come on. When they're hungry inside, their little bellies gnaw. They'll never lay down. They're never at peace until they get their little bellies full. Oh God, how many knows the Lord is looking down and saying, people, if you all want to come to me, I'll satisfy the longing of your soul. And I will fill it with goodness. How many's a dollar in here today? Hey Lord, how many's eaten of that manna, that heavenly bread? Praise God. Holy, holy, holy. Ain't you glad that you're following that shepherd? And if a bear and a lion roars against one of his sheep, he takes that club and he'll wear them out with it. Get out of here. They're my sheep and my little lambs, and you ain't going to get a one of them.
Praise
God. Children, I love to teach more than I do eat. I'm not just saying that. I've had that calling ever since 1978. I'm a follower of Jesus. You know, man, I feel him today. We need to open our Bible and say, Lord, give me such a hunger for your word. How many knows that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him, nothing that was made was made. He made it all.
Right.
And when we get in the Word and we read it, say, Jesus, let the Holy Ghost speak to me. Open it up. Open up my mind. Let me see it. Let me visualize it. You know what I do? I open up Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I said, Jesus, walk out of the pages.
Right.
Walk right out of the pages and walk right down in my heart, Lord. Let me follow you.
Yeah.
God is just as real to you as you want him to be.
Right.
The shepherd's staff was longer than the rod. It was taller than the shepherd and had a crook on the end.
And I looked, you know, and I pulled it up and looked at it. Some of them were way over here like this, more so, to where you could get a hold of sheep and pull them.
Right.
I ordered this one for an example.
The staff symbolized divine care and support.
Yep.
A caring shepherd would always keep an eye out for the sheep. If one of them got in trouble, he would go to its rescue. With the crooked end of that staff, the shepherd would catch a sheep by the neck or the leg and pull it out of ravines. He would get a hold of it and pull it out of the thickets. He'd reach right back there. He would pull it up out of the steep places that they would get in. If the sheep would fall and was struggling to rise back up, he would take his staff and reach down over into that slippery place. He would slip it under its head and gently lift its head up to help it arise and to get back on its feet. Isn't this the staff a representation of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God? Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord knows where we are in those steep places when we feel like we cannot get up and we cannot follow the shepherd. It's too steep, Lord. I'll never get up this mountain. Jesus is saying, yes, you will. I've been on the same path. I've led many before you. Hallelujah. The prophets of old have followed me into the high places. Raise your hand and say, I can make it. Hey, Lord, the Lord will help me. He'll get a hold of me, Sister Anita, and he'll help me up into those places.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 14 and 15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. How does Jesus come to us today, preacher? He comes in the sweet Holy Ghost to guide us and to strengthen us and to help us. This is a type of the Holy Spirit of God. Listen, when the shepherd got tired and got weary during those long hours with the flock, he would stand and look over all of his sheep and lambs, and he would lean on the staff for rest and support. Precious God.
Lean. How many's ever had to lean on the Lord?
Amen.
Every day. I don't know about you, but I can't make it without him.
Right.
I'm glad a long time ago he gave me the sweet Holy Ghost.
Amen. Come on.
I've learned many, many times, Sister Anita, to lean on him. I feel him right here. When you feel like your strength is gone, you can lean on God.
Yes.
Lean on him. How many knows he'll support you?
Yes.
The sweet Holy Ghost will support you.
Yes.
Raise your hand and let him right here. Holy, 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 holy. Listen, the arm of flesh will fail. Flesh of man will fail. But Sister Lisa, I can tell you that the Spirit of God is always there. And it is sufficient to keep you. You can lean on him.
Yes.
Holy Lord. I'm glad I got him and I know him. So that staff symbolizes compassion and help. No wonder David said in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Can you say right now, he's the one I am leaning on?
Yeah.
I know that he'll keep me. I found out the older that I get, the more that I have to lean on him. Ah, sweet Jesus. I ain't young like it used to be. I run 1 or 2 miles. Oh, Lord, play basketball back when I was a sinner going to high school. I could run and never run out of energy. Oh, Lord, but in the morning when I get up, I climb out of the bed and I say, Jesus, it's me again today. And I need your touch. I tell you, there ain't nothing in the world like it. I feel the Lord in here. I go back in my study on the end of the house. I get in my recliner and I open up the bread of life, the word of the living God, and I begin to read. How many knows that all the words of God have been inspired by the Holy Ghost? I promise you, when you read it and when you hide it down deep in your heart, it'll quicken you in your mortal body. It'll quicken your mind. It'll give strength to your soul. Raise your little hand. There's power in the word of the living God. It is a river of life. Hey, Lord, it will never run dry.
Woo!
He's alive. How do you know, Tommy, he's alive? I can feel him today. I felt him this morning. I marched up and down the hallway of my house, and I felt the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, he's real. He's just as real as you want him to be. Woo! If this same Spirit dwells in you, also quicken and raise Jesus from the dead, it'll also quicken your mortal body. I'm telling you, the grave could not hold him. Hallelujah. The angel come down and rolled the stone away. And out came Jesus with the keys of death and hell. Hallelujah. Death has been conquered. Hey, raise your hand and love him here today. Woo! I can make it. They ain't a devil too mean and too big. What the Holy Ghost won't give you strength and power. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
When the psalmist said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they covered me."
Right.
That rod typifies his word, and the staff symbolizes his spirit. Children, we'll never make it in this world without the rod of God's word and without the staff of his spirit. We must be sensitive to him, sensitive to his voice, to hear him speak to us. Listen close. When you feel little nudges of God's Spirit inside, those little inward intuitions and impressions of Jesus, of his presence, that is the Lord. It's the shepherd leading you. He speaks beyond this. He speaks to the inner man. How many's ever heard his voice in the inner man?
Yes.
Down deep in the heart. Oh God. It's the shepherd leading you. Don't ever ignore it. They are gentle reminders for you to be sensitive and stay focused. God is trying to teach you and make you better and make you wiser and spiritually stronger. He wants to endue you with knowledge that'll save you from a lot of pitfalls in life.
Yeah.
How many knows knowledge is power?
Yeah.
The prophet Hosea 4:6, he said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." The Lord will take care of us, Brother Ronnie. That's not the problem. You don't have to worry about that. But you got to read his word and stay with him
right.
in the right path that he chooses for you. Don't ever leave the presence of the shepherd. There is security being in his fold. Where's the Lord at, Brother Tommy? He's in his fold. That is where the shepherd is. He's among his sheep. Would you rather be with the flock of God than to be isolated out somewhere alone in a dark valley by yourself?
Amen.
Oh, God. I cut this out. USA Today paper. I want you to listen to this very, very careful here. Many years ago, Brother Ron, I cut this out and I kept it. The USA Today newspaper ran a story on July the 8th, 2005, 20 years ago. 450 sheep jump to their death in Turkey. First, it was one sheep that jumped its death. Then Turkish shepherds who had left the herd to go graze by themselves while they went and had breakfast, watched as nearly 1,500 other sheep followed that one, leaping off of the same cliff. In the end, 450 dead animals lay on top of one another in a billowy white pile of wool. The Axsam newspaper said, "Those who jumped later were saved as the pile got higher and higher to cushion the others." There's nothing that we can do. They're all wasted, said one man, a member of 26 families whose sheep were all grazing together in that one big herd. They estimated the loss over $100,000. That was over 20 years ago. Now only a few families have sheep left. it's going to be hard on us. He said the first sheep, listen. He said the first sheep jumped for reasons unknown. They do not know why that sheep jumped. Why did it? And the others followed. The shepherds had left the sheep, and look what happened. But our God will never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
So the question is, why did the first sheep jump? Was it enticed? Did it see something that wasn't really there? Did it run in fear over something or because of one of the others? Just look what one sheep caused and all the suffering and the loss. I'll say this. We're an influence to everybody.
Right.
Either in a good way or a bad way.
Right.
We're an influence. We are an inspiration. And I would like to think that people have enough confidence in me. Say, he's a servant of the Lord. He loves the Lord. Can you just raise your hand and say, I want to be an inspiration to lead others in the right way.
Yeah.
Holy, 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 holy Lord. I'm following the shepherd. How many in the house following the shepherd here today? Bless your holy name, Jesus. Son, this thing's real. Thank God it's real. Holy Lord. God will keep us if we want to be kept. Praise God. Praise God. Psalmist David said, why do you want God to lead you? Listen to Psalmist David. Listen to him. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Scripture says here, the meek he'll guide and the meek he'll teach. We must be humble and willing and teachable. If you knew you could be a better and a brighter Christian, would you be willing today to pray and say, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
I want to do better.
Yeah.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
I want to obey. I'm telling you, I'm in this thing for myself. Sister Maria, Brother Charles, I'm in it. Yes, I am. I'm in it for myself. But can I tell you, I've got to pray for you. I got to pray for others. I got to pray for my family. I got to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Hallelujah, for the lost and the sinner and the backslider. What am I saying today? I'm staying with Jesus. Come on, brother. And come on, sister, we're going to make it. I feel the Lord in the house. I believe we can make it all the way home. Sister Anita, we're closer home, hey Lord, than we were yesterday. I've been in this for over 51 years. Who is it that has kept you? It's Jesus. It's my shepherd. It's my Lord. It's my God. It's the Holy Ghost. I've made it this far by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on. You can make it. You can do it. You can endure. Hey, hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
My. How many wants the rest of this?
Yeah.
Man. Listen now. Listen close. In our age of busyness, in our age of the cares of life, if we don't stay connected to God in the Holy Ghost and prayer and seek Him and remain committed, we'll easily get distracted.
Yes.
We'll wear thin in our convictions. And it ain't long that we'll begin slipping from the standards of God's righteousness. Whether you realize it or not, there's many, many voices of this world that bombards our minds. It's all around us. It's on our cell phones. It's all across the airwaves. We're constantly hearing this world's sounds and its drum beats. I feel him here today. We daily see its images. We're encircled round about with people's fads and their styles. The spirit of this world, it's mesmerizing and it's very strong. It's easy to give in to its sensations and its manners, to give in to its attitudes, and people depart from the path of God's divine holiness and his righteousness. We sure feel the vibes of this modern age of mediocrity and looseness, of people who have forsaken God and the old-fashioned ways and the Bible. If the enemy of our soul had his way, he would conform every one of us into the world's mold and into its image. But I can say this, it is the peace and the love of Jesus, and there is safety in his divine holy presence. Hey, raise your hand and say, I want to be kept by the power of God from the deceiving spirits of this age.
Oh God.
There's people all across this world on this Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. They know what it used to feel like to shout. They knew what it was to sing under the anointing, play music, and preach. They would stand and testify, and it would feed others. But where are they? I'll tell you, we're living, my friend. We're living in an age of distraction. And if I ever needed the Holy Ghost, I need him right now. I'm telling you, he's real, and he's alive. I get a hold of him in my prayer chamber. Hallelujah. And I seek the Lord, and I seek his face. That's what's keeping me in this straight and this narrow way.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Can you say, I want the Lord to keep me?
Come on. Yes.
Distractions. I was coming to church. There's a man coming off the hill. Honestly, he had to been doing 60 miles an hour over in West Virginia. He about took the rear bumper off my car. I said, whoa! And I jerked it over in this lane right here, and half of his car was right toward my bumper, and he went right around my bumper like that. Got down there to make a turn. He should have just hit his brake. He like to never made the turn. He just had to get around me. Wasn't it, Mary? He slid around that corner. What are we in a hurry for?
Exactly.
I feel him here. We're so occupied with this world. And so cumbered about with its cares.
Right.
Its mesmerizing cares. Distractions. You'd be surprised at people on their cell phone. Mary and I see them all the time, texting, driving.
Yeah.
Have it right in the center of their steering wheel.
Yeah. Some of them don't do that. Yeah. Hold both hands.
And their names and their pictures end up in obituaries. Listen.
Right.
I want to keep my name in heaven's book. Listen, I got to watch and not be distracted.
Right.
I don't want anything to distract me. I don't want anybody to distract me. It's holiness. It's good, clean living. That's going to get, raise your hand and praise him. That's what's going to get us to heaven. That's what's going to keep us. Holy, holy God, holy God. Distractions.
Yep.
There is a blessed feeling of security when you spend time with the Lord.
Yes.
And lay hold on him.
Amen.
Security. Yeah. Knowing that you are his own.
Yeah.
There is safety in the Lord. He'll not let you drift away from him and fall. The enemy cannot ever destroy you. He will never be able to sidetrack you.
Right.
And pull you off of God's path into this world. You will stay saved with the Lord if you'll stay in his righteousness.
That's
Through the joy of God's good salvation, you'll gladly bear the image of Christ in this world.
Yes.
When people look upon you, your godly life will shine forth and they'll say, man, oh man, I could follow him as he follows the shepherd. I'm so glad that I've been called out.
Yeah.
How many in this house is that you can say, I'm glad that Jesus called me out of this world?
Yes.
You feel that?
Yes.
You feel the peace in it?
Yes.
He brought me out.
Yes.
He called me out. Oh, God. Praise you, Lord. Listen as I close. Peter said it this way. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise God. I'm glad. I can say I'm proud to be a Christian. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm his. Oh, Lord, that I praise you. Paul's a saying to the Corinthian church as I close, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. How many could say with me, if I live back in Paul's time, I would have gladly followed him as he followed Christ. Oh, Lord, where are the people at today that is a following the Lord real close and listening to his voice? Jeremiah cries out to his backslidden nation in Jeremiah 6:16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. How many can say, I got rest in my soul? I got a peace down deep in my heart because I'm in the old-fashioned way. I'm in the way called right. I'm in the way called holiness. Ain't you glad of that? The shepherd is with every one of us here today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God.